Episode 2778, Know Whom to Trust.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Have you made it through a really good week, or are you still contemplating, is it a good week? Well, today's Inspirational Motivation Day, and it's time for you to get a smile on your heart so you can smile to others around you. But in order to do that, you got to know whom to trust. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Wherever you go, be strong and courageous. Nothing can separate you from God-given gifts and talents. Know whom to trust and be faithful in your comings and your goings. You know, it's easy to get lost in the shiny objects of the world. Jealousy creeps into what you think you believe, only to leave you stranded with questions. Where do your dreams fit in? Where do I fit in? How can you even lead when you don't know where you're going? There are days that are filled with more questions than answers. In the still of the day, you ponder if what you're doing even matters. How can you keep up this craziness and still be calm in your soul? You were never promised easy, but have no fear. Know whom to trust. God is near. God's got you always. Always. And I don't know who needs this today. It might be you. Maybe you're just in a question mark mindset right now. Maybe it's been a long week. Maybe you've been dealing with the water leak and this pipe just won't go away. It's this thorn in your side. Like I'm speaking from experience or something. But there's something that's flooding your mind, your heart, your body, your spirit. And you feel like you can't escape. And it just drags you down more and more and more. And it's not that anybody or anything is doing anything bad to you, but you're just kind of crabby. You don't know why you feel what you're feeling, but something is off. Sometimes we need that pick-me-up, not from what the world can give us, but from what God can give us, what he's already given you. Know whom to trust. Now I know you may not feel it at times, you know, air quotes, feel it, but I promise you he's always with you, never forsaking you. However, when you are in that moment, which feels like an eternity, and all you can do is question life and your purpose, don't dwell on what you don't know. Focus on the plans God has for you. I love in Jeremiah 29:11, where the Lord declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You must hold on and know whom to trust. And I know you know why. I don't even have to tell you, but I'm going to anyway. There are many pretenders in this world. Maybe you have one actually in your household. Maybe you're facing one in your job. Maybe you go and you just meet them on the street, whatever it is. It could be a drive to work and you're like, seriously, why is everybody trying to make it, but they only do it by faking it? What happened to authenticity? What happened to vulnerability? What happened to serving others from the heart? What happened to people matter? You matter. There are, though, going to be pretenders in this world. Lots of them will lead you astray and down paths that aren't appropriate for you and for who you are. But the temptation, well, it's always there. So why not try something out of the ordinary, expecting extraordinary? Well, you can choose that. But I would caution you as to whom to trust. People and circumstances can convince our hearts that doing something out of the ordinary is awesome and will lead you to more opportunities. You got to know what that ordinary to become extraordinary is all about. Who is giving it to you? Know who to trust. And you also must remember to be faithful to what and who you believe. Even though life can throw you curveballs, God's got you. You may not understand why you are where you are, but by being faithful in your comings and goings, you will end up where God desires you to be. I promise you, on the journey of greatness. So if today is a little extra challenging, because I know there are just times and we don't even know why, but the emotions begin to sit in and then the feelings begin to fester. And we just bring up all this stuff, and the stuff really honestly doesn't matter. It's stuff that you dealt with, but all of a sudden it's like, why? And it seems like you have a flood of feelings that are taking over your day. And you're like, why am I feeling so out of control? Life seems to be raining on your parade. When it happens, you've got to be strong and courageous. Rest in God's arms, knowing that He's got you. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. God's already got the plans for you. We just have to know whom to trust. And we have to be faithful. So today, see the beauty in the chaos and the blessings in the messes. Expect God's unexpected favor on you. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.